And with the reaction to the state reopening plan from health experts, here's WBUR's Angus Chen.
Health experts gave mixed reactions to Governor Baker's plan to gradually reopen the state. Overall, they say it's a good plan, but they're also nervous.
As a healthcare worker, I'm in this state of being torn between knowing that any reopening could very well be associated with an increased number of cases.
That's Dr. Shira Daron. She's a hospital epidemiologist at Tufts Medical Center. She worries that easing stay-at-home restrictions and opening up businesses might bring more coronavirus infections.
At the same time, as a human, as a citizen of this state, I also can very well see the toll that these restrictions are having.
Daron says for the sake of people's mental health and the economy, she's glad to see some things open back up, like beaches, parks, and outdoor recreational areas. Baker's plan also allows offices to partially reopen and religious services to resume. Daron says those areas where people can easily interact and potentially infect one another give her pause. And as more people move around in general, the chances of spreading the coronavirus also go up. That might lead to a second surge of COVID-19 cases. Daron says that would be really hard on health workers.
We've simply been working all of our staff to their very max capacity for so long now that without time for some rest and recovery, withstanding another surge could really take a major toll.
Health researchers say it's hard to predict how Governor Baker's reopening plan will affect infection rates. But Jagpreet Chhatwal, a data scientist at Harvard Medical School, says there's a chance that second wave might never come. He's been running models predicting how the pandemic might respond to different scenarios.
We have to be very cautious. If we open too fast, we can see a spike coming back. But if we lift restrictions with some mobility, we are in a good shape. We can take that risk.
But Chhatwal says the outcome of the reopening also depends on a few things we just don't know yet, like how people will behave and whether they wear face masks. If cases start to rise again, Chhatwal says that might mean adjusting the plan.
Lift restrictions, see if cases are rising, bring back restrictions, lift again. It's very likely that we will be in these waves of on and off.
And he says this might go on until researchers complete a vaccine or enough people have developed immunity to the coronavirus to end the pandemic. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.